Hello everyone, this is Luke. 안녕하세요 여러분, 루크입니다. In this lesson, we are going to learn about the possessive form 의. And let's look at the following examples. 나의, 나의 is my. And 너 plus 의, 너의 is your. 그 plus 의 is 그의, is his. 그녀 plus 의, 그녀의 means her. Now, however, in spoken Korean, usually they are simplified to much simpler versions. So these are contracted for easier pronunciation. For example, 나의 becomes 내, 너의 becomes 내, but pronounced 니. 그의 and 그녀의 become 제 and 게. And 누가, who, becomes 누구, whose. In spoken Korean, 내 and 니 are more commonly used than other possessives, and in most cases, 의 is omitted. For example, 마이 카, 내 차, 내 차. Your shoes, 네 신발, 네 신발. Michael's car, 마이클의 자동차. But it is 마이클 차 in the spoken form. 마이클 차. So, notice that 의 has been omitted. Also, 자동차 has been simplified to 차. And more examples. 누구 차야? 누구 차야? Whose car is Whose car is it? 누구 차야? 어, 마이클 차. Or, 마이클. You can either answer this question by saying 마이클 or 마이클 차. And so 차 has been omitted or simplified because the focus of the question is the person who owns the car. So you can just answer Michael, if you want it. Okay, so let's have a look at other examples. Lisa's friend 1. Lisa 가방 진짜 예뻐. Lisa's handbag is really pretty. Lisa's friend 2. 진짜 나도 그거 사고 싶다. Really, I too want to buy that. 진짜 나도 그거 사고 싶다. And another thing to note is that 니 is attached to a personal name if the noun being possessed is a group or organization, so more than one person, in spoken forms. For example, Lisa's friend 1. 리사네 집 진짜 커. Lisa's house or household is really big. Sorry, Lisa's house, the physical house, is really big. Lisa's friend 2. 리사네 학교도 커. Lisa's school too is big. 리사네 학교도 커. Okay, so that's the end of this audio recording for possessives. And if you'd like more explanations, please refer to the original lesson. You can find the link at the top of this post. Okay, thank you all for listening.